This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Already we'll all float on.
All right. Don't you worry, we'll all float on. Dan Bluestone joins me live in studio. He is director of the University of Virginia's Architectural Historian Program, and he is an architect, architectural historian. I like to clarify that. But you could design a building if you wanted to, couldn't you?
Back of an envelope, baby.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Dan joins us on occasion to give us his perspective of the developments in historic McIntyre Park, the Meadow Creek Parkway, the YMCA, the ball fields, and the related properties around there as this 40-plus-year-old road project continues, and the controversy continues as well. It's interesting. I was thinking the other day as I was driving down the road, there have been flare-ups of objection to the Meadow Creek Parkway. Big periods. I think in the 70s, the mid-70s, there was a big period, late 70s, the early 80s, the 90s. And this is the latest manifestation, but I'll tell you what, I've never seen the folks in our community who oppose this road and want to support the integrity of the history of McIntyre Park more organized. This organization itself is historic.
Quite. The reason people are mobilized is there's nothing like a drive out Ryo Road tonight, and looking at that scarred landscape up there to realize that that's what McIntyre Park is going to look like if this road goes through. I mean, the sight of the grading equipment, the pipes going into the ground, the sewer right away that's being run down that thing, is just appalling to think that somehow we've decided to direct that toward our main park right here in the city of Charlottesville. As you know, the Save McIntyre Park Coalition is having a picnic, another one of its summer picnics, tomorrow, August 12th, 5:30 to 9 p.m., underneath the picnic shelters, rain or shine. There's free concert given by Scuffletown and Six Day Bender. These have been great events this summer. We hope people will come out and
so free
meet
concert
their
in the park tomorrow,
August 12th, 5:30 to 9.
5:30 to 9 tomorrow evening. Free concert in the park at McIntyre Park. Two musical groups.
And anyone who's driven past Ryo Road up there at the beginning of Meadow Creek Parkway and doesn't like the sight of that, you ought to join us. Because these people are fighting like crazy. They're mad as hell, and they're not going to give up the fight. And
Dan, what do you say to somebody who might be listening who thinks, well, you know, I don't drive by McIntyre Park that much. It's just a few trees, and, you know, you're just some environmentalists who just spouting off again about cutting down trees.
There's a lot more than about environmentalism. There's very limited public realm. I mean, cities are basically made up of private property, and Paul Goodloe McIntyre gave this as a gift to the city in perpetuity for use as a park and playground. And there are alternatives to roads going through parks. There are alternatives to leasing out public land to a private company, to YMCA. And, you know, no one's against the Y, but why would the Y locate in the middle of our public park? We only have a finite number of acres of green space and open space, place where people in the city can go take their recreation. And it's outrageous that it becomes the kind of dumping ground that it's become for every, you know, well-intended project, every highway project, every, you know, public, every private health club that wants a piece of the park. Well, we'll just let that go into McIntyre Park. And that is the death knell of the park. And actually, there are a lot of people that use that park. That park next to the downtown mall is our most important public space.
Yeah. We're talking with Dan Bluestone of the University of Virginia. He's with the Save McIntyre Park Committee?
Coalition. Yeah, and one of the things that's been going on, Coy, as you know, one of the things that's really disappointed and angered the people who are part of the coalition and people who care about protecting McIntyre Park has been the nearly fraudulent effort to divide this project into three parts, into Meadow Creek Parkway, McIntyre Road Extended, and this $27 million interchange. The only reason that that was done, because for years and years, this was one project. Everyone knew that it was one highway project on the books, you know, since the 1960s to run a highway from Rio Road to 250. And the thing that has happened is between the first time that was envisioned and today is a whole series of quite level-headed environmental and cultural protections have been put into place, mostly in the 1960s after the go-go era of urban renewal and highway construction had laid waste to landscapes across the country. Those protections are in place, and this project has been segmented into three parts in order to permit us to ignore those regulations that are in place, to ignore the fact that you're really not supposed to put a highway through a park unless you have no alternative. There's another part. And so that's been the strategy for the last 10 years now.
So they segmented this project so they could get around federal regulations, right, and study requirements and all this stuff.
Oh, that damage being done to the public park, to McIntyre Park, that's being done by the state government with their state dollars. That has nothing to do with the federal money that made the whole project come back to life when John Warner in 2005 gave the $27 million earmark, the federal earmark, to get this road. That road was dead in the water until that earmark came along. And so there's been an effort to, you know, carefully chop up the project into these distinct things and to try to, you know, play a game of roulette about the environmental regulations that are in place. But there's another part. The thing that's being evaded.
And let me just underscore one other thing that you said, because this is the people in this community have been hoodwinked by the federal government, by VDOT, by the interests that be that really want this road. We've been lied to.
Right.
And that's what's happening here. They have lied because it is illegal. It is a federal offense to use federal public money to put a road through a park.
There's a very
you can't
high
do it.
Right. There's a very high level of scrutiny. It isn't that you can't absolutely do it. It's that you can only do it if there's absolutely no alternative. And then once you do that, you need to bend over backwards to mitigate the damage and the harm being done. That's under something called Section 4F of the 1966 Department of Transportation Act. Those regulations are in place, and they're being evaded like crazy in the segmentation of this project into three parts. But there's another part of Section 4F, Coy, and that is that highway projects are not to impact historic resources unless, again, there's absolutely no feasible alternative and there's no and you've made every effort to mitigate the damage being done. So listen to this. In the 1930s, Reverend Henry Alvord Porter, who is the minister at the First Baptist Church in Charlottesville, built an absolutely extraordinary garden on his property located where MACA now, the same piece of property that MACA owns.
That's right,
the stone wall. He encircled the entire parcel with that extraordinary stone wall. He put in a terraced garden section. There was a lake section right up next to 250. There's a woodland section of the park, of his garden. He had orchards. This was an absolutely extraordinary place that he built in the late 1920s into the 1930s. And I think he actually ran it as a sort of private public works relief, depression relief program for members of his congregation and other members of the Charlottesville community.
Get people to work in hard times.
Extraordinary place put together and built by an extraordinary figure. One of the things that's really interesting is, as people probably know in the city, that became the site of the Rock Hill Academy, which was an academy opened up during massive resistance by members of the white community in Charlottesville to avoid the implications and the possibilities of integration. The thing that's so tragic about that history is partly we now avert our glance whenever there's a discussion of Rock Hill. But the thing that's extraordinary about this place is Reverend Porter left his entire estate to Virginia Union University for the training of Black Baptist ministers. You know, he was actually a racial progressive, And so he took, in fact, Rock Hill was sold, not to the Academy people, to the intervening owner, in order to liquidate his estate and give that money for the training of Black Baptist ministers. Okay? Extraordinary landscape, extraordinary history. And guess what? The current configuration now of the highway interchange, which is being built and paid for by the federal government, by the Federal Highway Administration, is going to take 1.1 acres of this garden, which is 1.1 acres of the 8-acre site that MACA has, but it's also like 25% of what is the most complex, most complicated, richest historical garden in the city of Charlottesville. And everyone knows that this is a historic site. Section 4F bars that. You know, they think they've been very tricky by shifting the money around and letting VDOT build the highway, and the federal government will build the interchange. Guess what? The Federal Highway Administration is violating the 1966 Department of Transportation Act by ignoring their responsibility to take every measure they possibly can to avoid this historic site and to mitigate the damage that they're being done. Currently on the table, what the Federal Highway Administration has said is, we'll take photographs, we'll do some drawings, and we'll save a 5-foot section of that extraordinary garden wall off-site. And that's the full extent of what they're going to do. In the meantime, they're pushing 25,000 cars a day deeper into that historic garden. This is a clear violation of the 1966 Department of Transportation Act,
yeah,
and Section 4F. And they just are, you know, wandering along and
hoping nobody knows the law.
Yeah.
And continuing to lie to the people. The federal government continues to lie to the people of this community about what our rights are.
This is a shell game. It's a shell game on the part of VDOT. It's a shell game on the part of the Federal Highway Administration. And it's a shell game on the narrow majority of the city council that decided that this was okay. This, even if you accept this entire project, those ramps do not have to go through the Rock Hill Garden. And, you know, everyone says, oh, well, we compensated for the destruction of McIntyre Park by giving acres north of Melbourne Road, where there's no community, no neighborhood, where no one will use it except maybe someone lost out in the county. The replacement parkland actually should have taken aim at the Rock Hill Gardens, restored it, and provided an amenity for the people of our community, for Charlottesville, which is being adversely affected by this road project, this interchange project.
Yeah.
And
what
and
a wonderful opportunity. What a wonderful opportunity, right, to do something with that garden, create a real historic site there, have programs that MACA could do in this garden. Programs.
Absolutely.
What a great center, what a great place to reflect,
right,
on massive resistance and what
thing
happened in Charlottesville in the 50s.
Whole thing.
Yeah. But
Porter's,
they're going to put a road
Porter's
through it.
Extraordinary history, and they are doing nothing to mitigate it. And they are taking 1.1 acres. They're taking over 25% of this garden. It's,
yeah,
just the hubris and the arrogance in the face of a law that says you must do everything possible. They're simply, if you're going to take a historic resource like this or you're going to put a highway through a park, they're simply, you have to prove that there simply is no feasible alternative.
And they have not done that.
And
the burden of proof is on them, and they've never attempted to do that.
Without breaking a sweat, you could figure out how to put these ramps outside of that garden wall.
What about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial? What about
that?
Because that's on the other side of the road.
Yeah, that's on the other side. And the thing there is they said, oh, well, we'll plant some new dogwood trees. I mean, this is the first in the country Vietnam Memorial. And what are they doing?
They're going to put a road through it and tear down the trees.
Yeah, going to put a road right up next to it. And this is just, you know, again, the hubris and the arrogance of this project,
yeah,
and of these agencies is extraordinary.
The federal government, the folks involved in this, and VDOT throughout this whole process, and even more so now, is treating this community like a bunch of boobs.
No,
when this is one of the smartest,
yeah,
I mean, even the dumb people here are smart,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
This is Charlottesville. This is Central Virginia. This is unlike any other place in this state. And they're treating us like a bunch of boobs, like we're not going to know what's going on.
And the narrow majority of the city council is being played by the county. the county is pushing this road. They're bringing this down to Melbourne Road as a gun at the head of people living up around the high school and just saying, oh, you don't want to let us go through the park? Oh, we'll just dump everyone out here on Melbourne Road. And they are being played. The council, the three members of the council that approved this nastiness said, oh, well, we want cars to come downtown. The damage being done to the Rock Hill Estate Gardens, the damage being done by this Overside interchange isn't about bringing cars downtown. It's about sending cars to Pantops and sending cars west on 250. That's where all the ramps are coming from. Yeah. That's where all the multiple levels and the Overside, you know, interchange on steroids is coming from. That's because trying to solve the county's transportation problems in our park and in our city, and we're not even getting the replacement parkland in our city. We're getting replacement parkland up in the county in the nastiest part of this entire project.
This is going to be, by default, the Eastern Connector.
That's right.
Supposed to be the road from Pantops up to 29.
When are the county officials who have pushed so hard for this going to step up and start solving their own transportation problems in neighborhoods where their residents, their constituents are going to howl rather than just stuffing it down the throat of Charlottesville?
Dan Bluestone,
really outrageous.
Yeah, Dan Bluestone is a professor of architectural history at the University of Virginia, and he's a leader with the Save McIntyre Park Coalition, which is online at SaveMcIntyre.com.
And tomorrow, August 12th, 5:30 to 9, a free concert and picnic at the McIntyre Park picnic shelters. Rain or shine, come on out. We have Scuffletown and 6 Day Bender.
There you go. 5:30 to 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
A break for CBS News, local news, and weather. We're back with Brian Wheeler. We'll continue our discussion of growth and development right here on Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.